I'm going to hear from our villagers. The young lady is 9 years old and up. And Mrs. Delory has been leading this group. And I welcome her. You know what the Lord has put on her heart. I look forward to hearing from them as well.
This is what we're learning about. Look, we're learning about this. What is this, girls?
Oh.
There's a verse in the Bible that says, may Christ dwell in your heart by faith. I changed a little bit, you know, paraphrasing, I guess. And I said, may Christ be at home in your heart. My girls know what this word means, home. They don't always know the word dwell, although I teach that also. But I want them to understand completely that Christ, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, wants to live in your heart, wants to live in my heart. And that comes by faith. Can you see what you're talking? And of course we learn about that in this book. Anybody can pick up this book. Anybody could find this book if you went to a hotel. It's still there in that drawer. You could go to any bookstore. Well, maybe not any bookstore, because I've not been in every bookstore in the United States of America and beyond. But you can go in most bookstores and still find this book. And if you open this book, you're going to find something wonderful. You're going to find a plan that God has for you. Yes, to set you free. To save you from your sin. To erase the past. So girls, we don't ever have to think of that again, do we? Where does the past go? Behind us. Let's hear that again. Where does the past go?
Behind us.
And we are looking
forward.
Yeah. And so we've talked about a few of those things. And along with making our heart a home for Christ, our workbook has got a few ingredients trying to help you make your heart a home for Christ. So our lessons are on freedom and forgiveness and truth and trust and prayer and putting God first. And it's also about the forgiveness of sin gives you a chance. It gives you a chance to sort out the stuff in your heart. And so that's what we're talking about. Put it all on the table for God to look at it and for you to look at it. I'm not asking those guys to look at it. I want God to look at the contents of my heart. Don't I, girls? All those heads are saying yes. Don't I, girls?
Yes.
And it's between God and me. It's not between Uncle Paul and me. It's between God and me, what's in my heart. And then he's going to help me to sort out the stuff that's not so good. He's going to help me to get rid of that. The stuff that's okay, he's going to teach me how to have that stuff and still love God first. And the good stuff, God's going to be well pleased that I have good stuff in my heart too. And I think all of us are in the same place. We need to sort out the stuff in our hearts. Maybe we have to do it once a year. Nah. Maybe we have to do it once a month. Nah. Once a day? For sure. Every minute of the day? Well, it's not possible, probably. But we could shoot for that. And then we'd always have a clean heart. God is always willing and able to cleanse us of anything that we have there that doesn't belong there. Sure, we need to take God's grace. Sure, we need to pray and help us overcome the sin that is like besetting us. Maybe we get angry. Maybe we lie or steal or cheat. You know, those things come and go sometimes, but God is still there. He still wants you to talk up to him about that stuff that is there. And then he gives us grace. And by reading his word, we get help to overcome those things. And then we make more room for Jesus to come and make his home in our heart. Now, along with that, that's the ingredients that go into making your heart a home for Christ. We've been baking, too. We've been talking about the home. And girls, the home is family
first.
Okay, now my family's listening to this, that I'm going to say family is first, and they're going to think of the times maybe I did put them first. Guilty sometimes, guilty. I try to make family first, and I think that maybe most mothers and wives do. And I'm teaching your girls, and if you want to teach them differently, you tell them that you're in charge, okay? I'm teaching these girls that family is first. That if you are a wonderful Christian girl and you grow up to be a wonderful Christian worker, that God wants you to take care of your family first. And then, if there's more time, you go out and serve Him. Now, that doesn't mean they can't be Sunday school teachers and help in VBS and work at Pilgrim Camp. It doesn't mean that. But it means that if you are so busy for God that the bed isn't made or nobody has clean clothes to wear, that's wrong. Family first. Now, there are times where VBS comes and for 2 weeks, we're all running. Nobody gets hot food and the sock drawer is almost empty. But that doesn't mean that time. I mean, if we give ourselves outside of our family, even to God's work, because I think, of course, if you're not a Christian, you might not understand this concept. But those of us who know God and love God and have a longing to serve God, when you have a family, your children need you. When you get married, your husband's going to need you. And if you never get married and have your own home, you need to take care of yourself. Family first. That's what I'm teaching. So we're baking, and we're using different ingredients because I'm a baker. I could be a cooker or excellent cleaner, and maybe I teach those things, but those are not my gifts. We're baking every day. One group ate 110 or more cupcakes. Now I have no cupcakes to show you because we ate them all. We had help. We had the guests down and the staff down for 4th of July. We also made a certain kind of cake look pretty with red, white, blue stuff. And one group made strawberry jam. If I pop this jar and let you smell it, it would be wonderful. But I'm going to use a jar of strawberry jam now. Which group made the strawberry jam? Raise your hand. Can we give this jar to Sister Grace? I can't hear you. She can't hear you. Nice and loud.
Yeah.
I also want to give a jar to Mrs. Munchpeter. Sister Munchpeter. Sister Munchpeter and Uncle Paul. Uncle Paul's our director. It's his mother. She's here. She's done a good job with Uncle Paul. I don't want to be sad about it, but she's done a good job raising Uncle Paul. I don't know. I don't mean to slight anyone. Now, the reason I gave out those two jars is because I told the girls, of course, family is first, and they're my family at Pilgrim Camp. They get to get one jar to take home, or they can eat the whole thing themselves if they want to. They're all getting one jar, and that's what we've been doing. Baking, and each girl has got to taste what they bake. We made sugar cookies. Where's the sugar cookie girls? Yay! And then we've been sharing with the staff also. But family first. We're teaching family first. Now, I think we're just taking too much time. Brother Kenny? Oh, man, we're going to treat Brother Kenny good. But first, I need to help her. Nina, come to me. See that guy with the camera back there? That's my husband. That's Brother Tom and family. Okay. I need to see girl, Hannah. Would you come here? Julie and Sarah, raise your hands. They love me pointing them out, don't you? Family's first. And you know what? They're not. They don't even care if they're embarrassed because they love this bread. Would you give this back to Julie and Sarah? John, oh, I can see. Can you come up here and get this? This is my family is first. I'm teaching everyone. Family first. All right, and now I can share with other people. I think only have four pieces left. So we're just going to randomly bless someone. Now, this is taking a little while, but you know what? They're learning something that is going to be a blessing in your home if these children belong to you. You feel family here?
Meanwhile, I'm his gifted brother John because he is an excellent son. But anyway, I'm teaching, and forgive me, I'm taking too long, maybe, but you know what? I'm not about a lot of smart stuff. I use small words so everyone can understand. Don't I, Phil? I want everyone to understand that there's a God who loves you so much that he wants your heart to just not take up a little space, but to be filled with him. And there's a possibility. Hey, you and I that have been on the way a little longer than a 9-year-old, there's still room that Jesus wants to occupy. Did you hear me, folks? There's still room that Jesus would like to occupy. Do you think maybe today you'll find a moment to sort out this stuff? Today's Sunday. I don't think anybody here has to work except for the kitchen crew and the waitresses. Housekeeping doesn't work today, do they, guys? Okay, let's take time to sort out this stuff and give more room to Jesus that our hearts might become a home where he can join. I'm going to work on it. I'm giving you an invitation to do so. Also, thank you.
beautiful, very inspiring.
Open challenge.
Open challenge. Make more room for Jesus in our heart.